Anyway, Jodie Day is a psychotherapist and founder of Gateway Women, a support and advocacy network for childless women. Hello, Jodie.
Hello, Sangeeta.
I can tell you this conversation has gone in all sorts of directions that I could not possibly have predicted. Let's get back to basics, shall we? We have a declining birth rate in this country, and people are having kids, women are having children later, which suggests that men are also having children later and not as many as they might have wished for. But there is also a group of women who never meet the partner that they want to meet. And you describe that, if I'm not wrong, as involuntary childlessness?
Well, really childless by circumstance, I think. You know, the circumstance, it could be many circumstances, but definitely the most common circumstance is not meeting a willing or suitable partner, you know, in those crucial, potentially fertile years. And I was doing some research recently for a TED talk I did about singleness and childlessness, and I came across some extraordinary data from the UN showing the increase in sort of unpartnered women. So women neither married nor in a union is how the UN describes it. And in the UK, so the average age of the mother at first birth is round about 30. It's 29 point something. The number of women who are single at 30 in the UK has increased by 70% since the 1970s, and it's around sort of 30%.
Right.
So you know, that's just the data on single women, and certainly at Gateway Women and with my work, the most common reason for women not to have the children that they wanted to have is partnership. So it is a huge issue, and it's a very hard one to talk about, and there's a lot of shame attached to it if that's the reason for your childlessness.
Yeah.
Because in a patriarchy, it's
why
almost
is it
like
shameful. Why is it? No, I don't think there's anything. I wouldn't think it was shameful. What? Why do they?
A man did not choose you to be the mother of his children. Okay. It is that horribly basic. I know. So it's a really hard, you know, and that's that also presumes, of course, that, you know, that you're
maybe they weren't not to have kids with.
Well, that's also the case, because one of the issues is that, you know, this is a story I hear again and again, is that women are brought up to be very responsible around their fertility, around their contraception, to get their education sorted out, to get their job in, and to absolutely not get whoops pregnant.
Mm.
You know, to not, and many of them have been in solid relationships, you know, through their 20s and 30s. But each time it's got to the point where it's like they're ready to have children, they've been with a male partner who hasn't been ready. And so they've, you know, either they've stayed in that relationship or they haven't. But quite a few of them have had a few long-term sort of relationships in their 20s and 30s that haven't got to that point.
Tell me about men. What do you ever get to have conversations? I know
I do hear a lot from men, and also my colleague, Dr. Robin Hadley, you know, writes and researches a lot around this. And, you know, his research shows that men are just as broody as women. There is this kind of cultural idea that it's women that want to have children and men don't really want to, and they sort of get tricked into it, or some kind of weird antediluvian idea. But actually, it's just not, they're just not really allowed to sort of talk about broodiness.
Yeah.
And many of them also, unfortunately, are under the illusion that their fertility is like Rod Stewart and Mick Jagger's and is going to go on into their 70s. When in actual fact, those are outliers. I mean, male fertility starts declining at 35. A fertility clinic won't take sperm donation from a man older than 35 because of the chromosomal abnormalities in the sperm, which start to build up at that point. And are one of the main predictors of miscarriage. So yes, an older man may be able to get his female partner pregnant, but they might really struggle with miscarriages. So unless he's with a much younger partner, and this is something we're seeing a lot, which is that, you know, women are getting into their late 30s, they're struggling still to get, you know, for a man to be ready to have children. They can't afford to and don't want to do it on their own. And then perhaps they're, you know, that man waits until his mid-40s and then has children with someone 10 to 15 years younger than him.
Can I ask you, I've only got a minute left with you, Jodie. I ask you, Sonia's theory here that actually part of the reason perhaps birth rates are falling, a less discussed element might be that people in modern Britain are really struggling to find reliable partners who will be around for a long time, and there may be a number of factors.
Is that something you're saying? And also, Dr. Robin Hadley's work, she talks about sort of insecure attachment systems and how they might be playing out. And actually, Dr. Robin Hadley did a paper with Chloe Newby and John Barry for Manchester Metropolitan, which actually looks into that. And it is provable that, you know, anxious attachment styles and avoidant attachment styles are a predictor of sort of childlessness in later life. I mean, you know, 50 years ago, before we had fertility and you know, there were other options for family, you know, for life than just, you know, getting married young and having children. We couldn't see these things so clearly. But I think along with teaching young men as well as young women about fertility at school, I think that would be helpful for men to understand the fertility declines. Would be really helpful for them. But I think also perhaps a focus on what does a healthy relationship look like and how do I create one could be hugely helpful.
And how do you sustain it? Jodie Day, psychotherapist and founder of Gateway Women, a support and advocacy network for childless women. And if you are a woman and you are struggling to have children, or perhaps you've discovered you can't have them, I really, really would recommend looking up Gateway Women. It was a great resource for me, and I think a sort of turning point in coming to terms with not having kids. My question to you, do you think